You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's top flight football podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt. We're looking ahead to the European action on this edition. We've got Champions League and Europa League games to come, and a couple are finally poised with some interesting matches to come throughout the week. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me to look ahead to the games is Mr. Lee Phelps. Hello, Lee.
Hi, I'm well. I'm good. I'm looking forward to this. I haven't been on The Punt for a while. I'm kind of looking forward.
It's been the Mark Walton and Dave Kellner show.
Let me back on. Obviously, the tips must have been going awry. So, like, come back in with your midweek maestro hat and let's see what we can pull out the bag. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Today, I think it's a relatively easy week.
Do you? Are you feeling bullish about the year?
I am. I think we could maybe... because you get to the stage of the ties and you know what's got to happen. You know, if a team's losing heavily, they have to go out. And if they don't just chuck the towel in, they have to go out and try and score goals. So I think it gives us a bit of an angle in.
Yeah, I guess it's one of them where you know the game plan. You don't have to try and second-guess the manager because there's only one way you can play. Yeah, that's fair enough. We obviously saw some of the sides in action over the weekend as well. Manchester City held to Norwich. Does that extinguish any flailing hopes they had of the title?
You're never sure this season, are you, to be honest with you? It's difficult to say. I mean, I still think if any team can just string together a winning run, then they have got a genuine chance of taking this title, because I think there'll be so many twists and turns still yet. But no team seems capable, do they? You know, Arsenal dropping out of the FA Cup, surprisingly. You know, they've obviously got Barcelona, and we'll come on to talk about them in a minute. But I mean, you think to yourself, right, this is an unbelievable opportunity. Yeah. Just win every game. You've done it before.
Yeah.
But this season, it's just a weird one, isn't it? Any team who've seen consistent are the Foxes.
Yeah, indeed. We'll get to Manchester City's game then. This comes up on Tuesday night. They welcome Dynamo Kiev to the Etihad. It's Man City are 4-7 here, 3-1 about the draw. And Kiev are priced at 5-1. City won the first leg 3-1 away from home. It's just a case of don't do anything stupid, really, tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think they will. I mean, you know, the words from Pellegrini are, you know, and I quote, "We need to win the game and we'll put out the strongest squad we can." So no complacency. Yaya Touré's fit, looking to reach the quarterfinals of the competition for the first time. You know, this team has been accused of almost being naive in Europe. You know, the last thing they want is, you know, an away goal going in and suddenly starting to get nervous. Dynamo Kiev never won in England. This is the 14th time they've tried to do it. Never happened. And I just think they've done the hard work, City. So it would be stupid to, you know, relinquish that. Aguero, Silva and Touré all scoring in that 3-1 win away. And I think they proved that they were too good for this Kiev team then. I don't think that the betting price of 4-7 is the worst price in the world.
Okay.
They don't need to win. That's the only thing you might say. Well, you know, is the draw a big play? Because, you know, there's no need to go out there. But given what Pellegrini said, and given that, you know, they're obviously a little bit, you know, disappointed from the weekend, dropping 2 points against a team that they should have beaten. I think they will go strong here. I think they realise that whether they think they're still in with a chance of winning the Premier League or not, this is potentially...
Could be their season, I guess.
Could be a champ. They could get to the... There's no reason at this stage, if the draws are kind to you, that you can't get to the final and do like a Juventus. You might meet Barcelona in the final and not be able to deal with them. But still, that would be an amazing achievement. But I've been monitoring Man City over the years and wondering when they will make that breakthrough. And this season, it does feel like maybe this is the one where suddenly the Champions League is the thing that they're concentrating on most of all and not the Premier League. I think the 4-7 is fine. Man City have only ever kept one clean sheet in the Champions League at home. That was remarkably. That was against Bayern Munich in December 2011 when they won 2-0. And they haven't kept a clean sheet in the Champions League at all this season. So I have been eyeing up the old Man City to win and both teams to score 11-5. But it's just whether Kiev can get on the score sheet. How adventurous are Kiev going to be? Now, just going back to what we were saying at the start of the podcast, they're 3-1 down. You know, they're up against it. But again, an early away goal, suddenly it's 3-2 and they've, you know, cancelled out one of them. Can they possibly be brave enough just to go hell for leather? Because I think that's what they've got to do, really. They've got to score goals in Manchester City Stadium. Now, when we spoke about this game the first time round, they were just out of their winter break. Since then, they've drawn away with Alexandria in the Cup. They've beaten Dnipro and they've beaten Karpaty in league games. So, you know, they've got back into the swing of things, if you like. But they're away form in the Champions League. Scored two at Porto. Scored two at Maccabi Tel Aviv both this season. Lost 2-1 to Chelsea, of course. Very rare that they score enough goals in an away game to trouble City here. They scored three at Borussia Mönchengladbach in 2012. That was in an early stages game. But Borussia Mönchengladbach also scored, so that would be no good. You know, beat Ghent back in 2010, 3-1. Mm. But, I mean, you're having to... They have to score so many goals to get through this tie. I just can't see it happening. And if they do go hell for leather and try and score goals, I think City will pick them off. So I'm happy to take City. I think the Aguero to score and City to win at 6-4 is fair enough. He's got 16 goals in 17 starts in the Champions League. Obviously, he's in fantastic form. He's 8-11 to score any time, which, you know, maybe a little short. Odds on, you know, it's I'm never keen on backing players odds on. But yeah, so I'm gonna trust City to do what they always do, which is to concede in Europe, but win. So I'll go for Man City to win and both teams to score 11-5. If you're not quite that brave, then I wouldn't put anyone off the 4-7 City to win the game.
Okay, fair enough. The other game taking place on Tuesday night features two sides outside of England. This is Atletico Madrid versus PSV, 3-10 about Atleti. The draw is 4-1, and it's 10-1 for PSV. This was a stalemate in the first leg in the Netherlands. You'd expect back in Madrid. We know Atleti are very good at home. They don't kill teams, it has to be said, this season, but do you expect them to get the job done much in the fashion they have done all season at home?
Well, yeah, I do, but I don't think it's going to be plain sailing. Whenever it's like an alarm bell goes off in my mind whenever there's a 0-0, because it means I think that, you know, that the home team in the first leg has got a massive advantage going into the second one. Because if you can score early, the pressure is heaped onto the home team who have to go and score two. And I think that's what Arsenal were trying to do with Barcelona in the first leg of their game at the Emirates. You know, get the clean sheet. Now, obviously, they fail miserably in that attempt, but PSV got it. And now they go away. And, you know, you look at their... I mean, this is only domestic form, so I know it's not the same, but they've been scoring some goals away from home recently. You know, they scored two at Feyenoord, three at Excelsior, two at Utrecht, three at NEC, three at Groningen. I'm not comparing those teams, but there's one thing that strikes me there, Sam, in the last four. Early goals. Mm. You know, they scored after 7 minutes, 16 minutes, 15 minutes, 8 minutes in four of those games where they've scored two or more goals. I think this could be a really interesting game. That's their tactic, obviously. They're going for it. Now, I know it's not, you know, that's a different level to going to Atletico Madrid. And Atletico Madrid haven't conceded a goal in the last three. They kept a clean sheet against Villarreal in a 0-0 draw. Didn't concede against Real Sociedad or Deportivo. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, they're going to concede, and they've got a very, very good defence. But I've just got a little sneaky suspicion that this won't be plain sailing for Atletico. I think they might have to do it the hard way here. They've not got a great record, PSV, against Atletico. I think they've been beaten pretty much every time they've played Atletico. But I think this is pretty tight. I think it's a tighter game than many people will think. And I think a lot of people went with Atletico to beat PSV. 3-10 is well short for me to be backing them to win, even though I think they probably will. But once again, you know, if my theory is correct, look at the difference there. 100-30 on for Atletico to win, and 3-1 for them to win and PSV to score. I'm going to take that. You know, it's a bit of a flyer. I wouldn't be as confident about that one as some of my other bets this week. But I'm willing to trust PSV that they go with the same mentality in this one and try to get the away goal. They might be more cautious than I'm giving them credit for. They might just think, let's just keep this 0-0 as long as we possibly can and see if we can nick one. Because nicking an away goal after 85 minutes is obviously clearly better than nicking one after 5 minutes. But I think they'll know that the longer the game goes on with Atleti's scoring record at home and their tight defence, that it might become harder and harder as the game goes on. So, yeah, early goal. I mean, if you're being real, like, if my theory is correct, which I'm not saying it definitely is, but, you know, kind of first half goals might be... I was looking at PSV over 0.5 goals in the first half, 11-8 to score a goal. You can go even deeper into it, obviously, and go to the goal times So if you think they can score...
12 to 1 it is, I think, to score in the first 15 minutes of the game, as they have been doing away from home recently in the league.
Yeah, you'd be gutted though if it was 16, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would,
I think, if, you know, time of first PSV goal, up to and including the 30th minute, 6 to 1.
Big price.
Yeah, I might have a little go on that just to test the theory out. And then I don't feel quite so bad when it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
but yeah, okay. But I'll put some work in.
Yeah,
I'd look at the, you know, how many goals he'd scored, you know, and all that sort of
and
stuff.
And you're just testing the theory.
Exactly.
No harm can come from that.
What harm can come from that? But yeah, my main bet is going to be Atletico to win and both teams to score at 3-1.
Okay, another score win there for Lee. Let's move on to Wednesday night's action, and we start with Barcelona versus Arsenal. 1-4 here about Barca, 9-2 the draw, and Arsenal are priced up at 12-1. This is one of the biggest uphill battles you can possibly face in Champions League football. Yeah. To go to the Nou Camp, already 2-0 behind after the first leg. They've been knocked out of the FA Cup. They're fluffing their lines in the title race. Can you give them any hope here?
No, I don't think I can, really. I mean, you know, it's quite clear. Again, they have to go and do something that's just almost impossible to do, and that's shut Barcelona out. Because, you know... It wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that Arsenal could score a goal.
Mm.
You know, and then, you know, Barcelona 2-1 up, but Arsenal got the away goal. And then Barcelona get a bit panicky, but to get two? I mean,
yeah.
Since, you know, I think they're unbeaten in 37 now, Barcelona. The aggregate score in those games is 117-20.
Wow.
I mean, that's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
They've scored 60-odd goals since the turn of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at the stats, Messi, Suarez and Neymar have scored 39 of their 48 Champions League goals since last season. Messi scored 8 goals in 5 Champions League games against Arsenal, so it's his favourite opponent, joint with AC Milan. So he scored more goals against Arsenal than anyone else. I don't know what the tactics will be here from Arsenal. It would make sense just to batten down the hatches and try and hit them on the break.
Yeah. But as you said, they've got to do that at least twice.
Yeah.
And that would just get the game into extra
time. Arsenal don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, when do Arsenal go anywhere and shut up shop? I mean, they've done it, you know, they've been away in games where they've done it in Europe, but they haven't really been meaningful games. Like, the game's already gone.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they can do it, to be fair. I mean, you know, you look at the clean sheets that they keep away from home, you know, Hull, Bournemouth, Stoke, Villa. Went to Olympiacos when they had to do it and won 3-0. But that's what they've got to do at Barcelona.
Against Barcelona, yeah.
Or win 2-0, effectively. They've got to win 2-0, haven't they, to get the away goals. But I don't see it.
Well, that would only take the time to extra time, wouldn't it, 2-0?
No, because the away goal... Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because the first leg was 2-0 as well. So even if they do score 2 goals, they've still got another half an hour. Yeah, 2-0. They've got another half an hour.
They're not going to blank Barcelona, are they?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the goals they're scoring. I know, again, it's in domestic football, but you'd argue that some of these domestic teams are better than Arsenal anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a massive uphill struggle, and that's why Barcelona are 1-4. I wouldn't be surprised if Barca beat them again 2-0.
Yeah.
Shut them out. You know, I think if Barca score early, Arsenal are going to be like, well, that's, you know, what we're going to do here. You know, what, you know, they've got 2 away goals and they've scored against us here, and it could be anything. I guess pride will kick in. The one bet I was looking at, and I kind of fancy a repeat of what's gone around, I don't think Arsenal will go out there and go gung-ho to try and win it. I think they will be quite pragmatic and try and, you know, keep it tight and then hit them on the break. I think that's the only chance they've got. So I was looking at the Barcelona winning under 2.5 goals at 16-5. Same result. Because once if they're 2-0 up and it's 70 minutes gone.
Yeah, sure.
2-0, it's done. No need to kind of bust a gut going for any more than that. You know, they've got an away game against Villarreal at the weekend, Barcelona, so thoughts may start to turn to that for them. Arsenal have got Everton away as well. Saturday lunchtime kickoff. So that if you're 1-0 down, then 2-0 down away at Barcelona, and you're out of the tie, your attention has to start turning pragmatically towards the Premier League. So I think Barca will do it, and I think they'll do it in a relatively easy fashion. 2-0 I'll go for. But look, if they get early, it could be anything with them three on the pitch.
Yeah.
I was looking for the old the three of them to score special. I don't think it's there, is it? Because, you know, that's the kind of holy grail, them three all scoring. But, you know, just in terms of value, Messi's 11 to 20, Neymar's 19 to 20. If you're looking for a goal scorer, you know, I mean, Messi's obviously wonderful, but
you
probably have to go for... I'm looking at Neymar 19 to 20.
Yeah, it's a much bigger
problem
price.
With them three is that if you've backed Neymar, he'll have it in front of goal, won't he? No one in net, brilliant and he'll pass it Suarez to score. So you can't trust them at odds on to score a goal because they'll give it to one
of
the mates.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You'd be sick, wouldn't you? But yeah, I'll go for that. Barca to win, under 2.5. I fancy another 2-0.
Okay, Lee's thoughts in that one. If you did want to play the Winter nil as well, that's 21-20, by the way. 21-10, in that game. We'll go to Wednesday night's other game now. This looks a really intriguing one. This is probably the most finely poised of all of them. Bayern Munich take on Juventus. It finished 2-2 in the first leg. Bayern here are 4-9. The draw 7-2, and Juve are 6-1. Bayern went 2-0 up in that first leg, and you thought, well, this is going to be a fairly routine Bayern win, but they were pegged back by Juve, who, of course... it's ended now, but went on that tremendous run domestically. 15 straight wins, I think, for Juventus, and they'll be full of confidence heading to the Allianz.
Yeah, they will, but I mean, they've still got those two goals, haven't they? You know, it's still got the two away goals to cope with. And not many teams go to Bayern Munich and score two. Mainz apart, of course.
Yeah, that was a crazy one.
A massive shock, wasn't it? But you do wonder, you know, where their minds are. At the minute, you know, all right, they're only 5 points clear of Borussia Dortmund, but they'll win the league again, you know, you would suspect. Yeah, but not, I mean, before that, I'm just looking back now, the last team to score two at Bayern Munich were Barcelona, actually, in the Champions League. I find it a bit of a stretch to think that Juve can go there and outscore Bayern Munich or even match them. I think, their away form, in Serie A is okay, and they've been scoring goals. Had a 0-0 draw against Bologna. Didn't score at in that cup match against Inter. I find it very hard to make a case for Juve to do what they, you know, to do what Bayern did to them effectively. And I think Bayern will be kicking themselves for letting that lead slip. I think, you know, it's not like them. And they've been a little inconsistent recently. Adding that draw in, the loss against Mainz, the 0-0 draw at Borussia Dortmund. Normally, when you look at Bayern record, it's like a sea of wins, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think they'll be looking to, you know, get back to kind of winning ways, if you like, and put this one to bed properly. But whenever I preview Bayern Munich in Europe, I always go back to the same guy, and that's Thomas Müller. And he just keeps doing it, doesn't he? It's like... It's just a strange, you know, it's like never ending his scoring pattern. He's 23-20, which is, you know, the right side of even money for me. Lewandowski is 17-20, Robin 6-4. I think there'll be goals in the game. I think Bayern will win it. So I'm looking to take Müller and Bayern in this one. The headline offer, unfortunately, I was looking at see if it was a headline offer, but that's Ian Robin to score. And Bayern to win at 3-1. Was 2-2 on that, so it's a nice little enhancement. But I'm going to go Thomas Müller to score in a Bayern win at 7-5 here.
Okay, Lee's thoughts on the Bayern versus Juventus clash. Now let's head to the Europa League coming up on Thursday night. Three British teams in action, and we start with Manchester United taking on Liverpool in the second leg. It's 6-4 here about United at Old Trafford. 11-5 is the draw, and 15-8 is the price of Liverpool, who have got a 2-0 advantage going into this leg. And United were pretty woeful in the first leg. They got a draw at the weekend against West Ham, but their season really is hanging by a thread at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And this is, you know, we were talking again at the start of the podcast about games being relatively easy to read. Liverpool know what they've got to do here, and they can just sit in. They can pressure Man United as much as they like, but make sure they're controlled, put pressure on the ball. If it breaks, they get chances, they score, ties over. Man United have scored goals. You know, it's not like they're not capable of scoring goals. But, you know, it's kind of few and far between. You look at the scoring record in any game at Old Trafford, all competitions, I think they've scored 35 home goals this season. And I think like 23, 24 of those have come in just 7 matches. So, you know, if they get going, 3-0 against Stoke, they scored 3 against Arsenal, you know, obviously scored 5 against Midtjylland. If they get going, they can score the goals. But also in those games, you tend to find, not the Stoke one apart, they concede as well. They have to win to nil and win well to nil here. Mm. They need to win 3-0 and that's it. You know, I just think the amount they'll have to push forward and change their game to a certain extent means that Liverpool will get chances at their end. So, you know, I can see Liverpool scoring. I just don't see how Liverpool don't score when Man United have to start going for it. Especially, like I say, if Liverpool just sit in and defend well, and the game goes on, that Old Trafford crowd, they're just waiting to moan about something, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I think they'll start to get disgruntled. And when they start to get disgruntled, that's when, you know, I think things go a little bit awry for Manchester United. I can see I can see both of them getting on the score sheet. And let's hope it's a classic. You know, it'd be great if it's a real, like, you know, Man United score early and Liverpool have to come back at them. I think that would be amazing. I think it'll be quite cagey early on, though. I was looking at the both teams to score. Yes, 4-5. I could kind of go for that. Mm-hmm. But the both teams to score over 2.5 at 13-10 is nice for me.
Yeah.
Because United have to go for this. How long can they wait and wait and wait? There's no, it can't be one of those Man United games where it's just been dull and nothing happening until halftime. Yeah, Liverpool are in a very similar situation to Manchester United in terms of the goals scored. When you look at it, the amount of goals they've scored away from home, you think, that's not bad, actually. But theirs is kind of even more more vivid. I think 23 of their 36 goals they've scored away from home have come in five matches. They scored the 6 against Villa. Mm. They scored 5 at Norwich. They scored 4 against City, 3 against Chelsea. So, you know, they're a similar kind of team. They can really score goals when they get going. But I think they'll be, I think they'll just sit back and watch Man United here. Interestingly, last 2 games at Old Trafford between these two, Man United have scored 3 in both of them.
Right.
Earlier this season, it was 3-1 in the Premier League. Obviously, if that happened, Liverpool would go through on away goals. So that just puts into context what United have to do here. They have to win 2-0 and win 3-0. I don't think they've got the team to do it, and I think Liverpool have got a bit of confidence at the minute. I think, you know, if you look, if you they've lost on penalties to Man City in the Cup final, they've lost an extra time to West Ham in the FA Cup. But if you count those as being 90-minute draws, which they were, obviously, last time they lost a game was on the 2nd of February, and that was to Leicester. And there's only one loss since they lost to Anfield to Man United back on the 17th of January. So, you know, 2 losses in the last 15 matches for Liverpool now. I think they'll be pragmatic here, and I think they'll get the job done. I think there may be a winner. I wouldn't be surprised if Man United sneak it maybe 2-1. But I think Liverpool will qualify. They want to tend to qualify, by the way. So I'm just going to go for that both teams to score and over 2.5. I'm not quite sure which way it'll go. And I'll take that. I think it was 13-10.
Yeah, it was 13-10. Then the price of the both teams to score and over 2.5 in the Man United Liverpool tie. One more English team then in European action this week, and that is Spurs as they take on Borussia Dortmund on Thursday night. 23-10 here for Spurs, 11-5 the draw, and Dortmund are priced up at 5-4. We saw in the first leg, Lee, with Maurizio Pochettino's team selection, just how serious or how not serious they're taking this competition.
Yeah.
Obviously, Champions League qualification and indeed a Premier League tilt are top of their agenda at the moment. Does that make the 5-4 an offer for Dortmund look good?
Yes, I think it does. I mean, the only problem with it is that they don't need to win the game. They can go there and they might weaken down, to be fair. You know, you never know, do you? They're away at Augsburg in the Bundesliga at the weekend, which shouldn't cause them too many problems, to be honest. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they're not going to go any stronger here. You wouldn't have thought Tottenham. I think you're right. I think they've got bigger fish to fry. Sunday, 4 o'clock kickoff against Bournemouth shouldn't be beyond them. But they have had a little struggle coming back from Europe at times this season. Managed to get past after the last game against Dortmund. They did go to Villa and won 2-0. So kind of put that to bed a little bit. But yeah, I think look, you're climbing a massive mountain here, aren't you? If Dortmund score, which most people would say they would score, Tottenham have got to get 5.
Yeah.
I mean, they might just go out and go hell for leather, you know? Cause I don't know how they're going to approach it. Do you go out in front of your own fans 3-0 down and just give up? It wouldn't seem right, would it?
True, yeah. I know what you mean.
Even if the manager was like, look, I'm not really bothered about this. Yeah, it's fine, don't worry about it. You'd be like,
it might give the players, I guess, that they'll be more relaxed, there'll be less pressure on them, have the freedom to express themselves.
Yeah, and they, you know, when you look at this, the performances at White Hart Lane this season, they've scored 3 or more goals on 8 occasions this season. Once against Man City, of course, but the rest, West Ham, a good win, beat Monaco 4-1, beat Sunderland 4-1. None of these teams are the level of Borussia Dortmund, and it obviously means a lot more to them than it did Tottenham. I think you're looking for a goal scorer here to go with your Borussia Dortmund. I think we will have goals because one way or another, I think Tottenham, as you say, might be relaxed, which will mean that it was an open game, or they might go for it, which means it's going to be an open game anyway. Aubameyang to score and Borussia Dortmund to win in 90 minutes is 3-1. That looks tempting, to be fair. You know, he's obviously one of their star men, along with Mkhitaryan and Royce. But Royce is another one. You know, scored obviously in the 2 in the home leg, as did Aubameyang got the other one. You're looking at Marco Royce 6-4 to score at any time. The problem is like, because you're getting that extra, I was hoping it would be Royce on the headline offer and not Aubameyang. But if you go for Royce to score in a Borussia Dortmund win, it's 13-5. So you're still getting a bigger price about, you know, the main man up front to score in Borussia Dortmund to win 90 minutes at 3-1. I'm not going to take that though. I think I'll play Royce to score. I think he'll get a goal in the match. But I'm going to go for the draw here, 11-5. I don't think Tottenham will cave in, and I don't think Borussia Dortmund will be that bothered. I can see a scoring draw. So the match result on both teams to score, draw 3-1.
Okay, score.
Not going
to
be a 0-0. So it's pointless going 11-5 and then the draw if you're not just going to take both teams to score the scoring draw.
No, I see your point. Score draw then at 3-1. Best bet of the midweek games then in Europe, Lee.
Yeah. Just going back to the Man City game, I think they win, and I think they'll concede. It's happened so many times. They just don't know how to do things easy, Man City, in any way. You know, look at how they win the Premier League titles. It has to be in the last day, you know, the season, the last minute of the season, for instance. So I don't think they do it easy. I don't think they'll have any problems here, but I think they'll concede to Dynamo Kiev. So compared to the 4-7 for them to win, I'm going to go for Man City to win and both teams to score at 11-5.
Okay, City on the score win at 11-5, then Lee's best bet for midweek. And remember to tune in to William Hill's In-Play Radio Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and indeed every night throughout the week, where the guys will have all of these Champions League and Europa League games covered with the best in-play betting angles. Thank you very much, Lee, and enjoy the action midweek.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.